Chapter 10. Dr. Lanyon's Letter. Mr. Utterson opened Dr. Lanyon's letter first. 4 days ago, I received a letter from my old friend Henry Jekyll. I was surprised, because we never wrote to each other, and I was with him the night before. I was even more surprised when I read the letter. Dear Lanyon, you are one of my oldest friends, and I need your help. Only you can save me. You must cancel all your plans for tonight and go to my house. Take this letter with you. Poole will be there with a locksmith. The locksmith will open the locked door to my room above the laboratory. Go into the room alone. You will see a big cupboard with glass doors. It is locked. Break the lock and take out the fourth drawer from the top. Inside the drawer, you will find some chemicals, a small glass bottle, and a notebook. Take the drawer with all its contents to your house. Next, you must wait for my messenger. You must be alone. My messenger will come at midnight, because then all your servants will be asleep. Give him the drawer. That is all I ask, and you will have my gratitude. I am in terrible trouble, and I need you. Please save me. Your friend, H.J. I was sure that Jekyll was mad, but I did everything according to his instructions. When I returned home, I examined the contents of the drawer. The chemicals were not familiar to me. Inside the small glass bottle was a red liquid with a very strong smell. The notebook had many dates in it, covering a period of several years. Perhaps these are the dates of Jekyll's experiments, I thought. But how can the things in this drawer save Jekyll? I was very curious, but I was also worried. I was sure that Jekyll was mentally ill and perhaps even dangerous. I took my pistol from a drawer and put it in my pocket. At exactly midnight, someone knocked quietly on my door. I opened the door and saw a short man standing there. "Have you come from Dr. Jekyll?" I asked him. "Yes," he said. "Please let me come in." I didn't like the man and kept my hand on the pistol. There was something strange and evil about him. His clothes were also very strange. They were expensive and of good quality, but they were much too long for him and he looked ridiculous. But I did not laugh. I was too frightened. "Have you got it?" the man asked impatiently. I suddenly felt cold. "I don't know who you are, sir," I said. "Please sit down." He sat down on a chair and tried to appear calm. "Please excuse me, Dr. Lanyon," said the man. "You are right. I am too impatient. Dr. Jekyll sent me..." He paused and began to look nervous. "Something very important," I understood, "in a drawer." "There it is, sir, on the floor, behind that table," I said, and pointed to the drawer. With a horrible smile, the man stood up quickly and ran to the drawer. "Thank God!" he exclaimed when he saw the contents. His voice was so terrible that I was terrified. "Have you got a glass?" he asked me. I stood up and gave him one. He thanked me, took some of the chemical, and put it in the glass with the red liquid. The mixture changed colour, and vapour came from the glass. My visitor watched these changes, smiled, and put the glass on the table. "Should I take this glass and leave the house now?" he asked. "Or do you want to learn something new, something that will change your life? You must decide, so think carefully." "Sir, I don't understand what you are saying," I answered, "but I want to see the end." "Very well, Lanyon. But this must be our secret. said the man. He took the glass from the table and said, "Now look." Then he drank the liquid quickly. Suddenly he screamed and almost fell, but he grabbed the table and held it. The man's whole body began to change. He became taller, and then suddenly his face became black and began to change too. I stood next to the wall, terrified, putting my arms over my head to protect myself from the horror. "Oh, my God!" I shouted. "Oh, my God!" Henry Jekyll stood in front of me. Jekyll sat down and talked for an hour. He told me everything, but it is so terrible that I can't write about it. I can't sleep. I feel ill and lost. I am in terror and feel that I must die. I can't live with his story. I want to tell you one thing, Utterson, and that will be enough. The name of my visitor, so Jekyll told me, was Hyde, the murderer of Sir Danvers Carew. But Jekyll and Hyde are the same man.